Following the shooting of Alton Sterling, rallies and protests have taken place all across Baton Rouge. Many in New Orleans are driving up to join in those events. WWNO's Tegan Wendland talked with C.S. Gordon, pastor of New Zion Baptist Church in Central City, about how the faith community is rallying support.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background, what kind of organizing you may have done around racial injustice issues in the past, and, you know, what you feel the faith community's role is in all of this?
Well, historically, in our community, things have changed. But when you look at the history of it, the black church and the black preacher has always been involved in those issues because we didn't have anywhere else to go, no one else to speak. Now, we do have other people in the political arena, which is good, but that does not negate the fact that our churches and our ministers need to be involved because we do bring a certain outlook, if you will, on issues that other parties do not bring. And as I often say as a pastor, I don't make any money from politics. I'm not on the city, state, or federal government's payroll. So the black preacher can speak freely, and he doesn't have to worry about economic repercussions. And you didn't have to worry about somebody. Well, people will try to bribe you at points, but if you're really committed and concerned about what you're doing, those things will not touch you.
Now, since Katrina, the black population in Baton Rouge has increased a lot, and it's decreased here in New Orleans. According to the data center, there are 100,000 fewer black people living in New Orleans now than 15 years ago. So what kind of challenges do you think that may have created for Baton Rouge?
Well, I don't know if Baton Rouge was ready for the onslaught of people coming from New Orleans. Of course, many blacks in New Orleans have roots in the Baton Rouge area, especially the outlying areas. I take my congregation, for example. I have a number of people who have roots in those parishes and towns around Baton Rouge. So it was only natural that that's where they would flee to. They had relatives and friends. Some ended up staying. I know many of them. So I can believe, I can understand that some challenges were there as they, Baton Rouge had to adjust or readjust. I did hear, you know, during that time, especially 2005 and 2006, a number of rumors concerning negative experiences that people from New Orleans had. But over time, you know, I felt that, well, they will adjust and these things will be worked out because we're about an hour apart.
The way a lot of people here in New Orleans are showing their support for the folks in Baton Rouge right now is by traveling from New Orleans to Baton Rouge to participate in some of these protests and events. It's hard to say how many people are traveling back and forth, but police arrested hundreds of people over the weekend, and they say many of those were from out of town. So what do you think is compelling so many people to make that commute to drive from New Orleans up to Baton Rouge to participate?
Well, they see a situation. You know, we live in a world of mass technology, as you know. I mean, they're sitting at home, wherever. They're watching this unfold over the television. They're seeing the police shoot this guy who, from all indications, and when you look at the video, the guy's on the ground. So that spurs people to action to see something like that. So I think that is what is going on there. But now I want to emphasize that the protesting is fine, and that's our right. And I believe in peaceful protest. But now, protesting by itself will not solve the problem. As I said, we got to move on to the process that has been put in place to get to, if you will, the bottom of the whole incident.
Thank you so much, C.S. Gordon, Jr., pastor of New Zion Baptist Church.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share with you today.